You are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay and streaming around the world at kwtf.net. I am your host, Tristy Taylor, and we are spilling rubies because, as Clarissa Pinkola Estes once said, to create, one must be willing to be stone stupid, to sit upon a throne on top of a donkey and spill rubies from one's mouth. Tonight, it's comedy time. As some of you know, I am an improviser and a storyteller and a really big ham bone that likes to make people laugh on stage and off. So tonight, we're going to take a journey into the comedic bits and music that heavily influenced me as a child and young adult and played a very big role in who I am today. Let's dip our feet into the historical comedy tar pits of my memories and let's hope that something sticks. This next hour certainly won't be cohesive, comprehensive, or complete, but it is comedic, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to take a very rough chronological approach to tonight's theme, which means that we start in the 1920s, which some might say was the decade that really birthed comedic music, or novelty songs, as they were called back then.
Singing in the bathtub, singing all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in a shower's like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera, oh, sole mio, even while you scrub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Hey, hey, fellas. dollars are just as bad. I'll say, go anywhere, just stand and stare. You'll say they're bucks when you look at the clothes they wear. Masculine women, feminine men, which is the rooster, which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just loves his permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a tot. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside those masculine women and feminine men. Stop, look, listen, and you'll agree with me. Things are not what they used to be. You'll see. You say hello to Uncle Joe. Then look again, and you'll find it's your Auntie Flo. Masculine women and feminine men. Which is the rooster? Which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, why, Auntie is smoking, rolling her own. Uncle is always buying cologne. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, you go in to give your girl a kiss in the hall, but instead you find you're kissing her brother Paul. Ma's got a sweater up to her chin. Pa's got a girdle holding him in. Those masculine women and feminine men. Playing billiards and pool, hubby is dressing the kiddies for school. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, since the Prince of Wales in ladies' dresses was seen, what does he intend to be, the king or the queen? Why, grandmother buys those tailor-made clothes, grandfather tries to smell like a rose. Those masculine women and feminine men.
While we're on the subject, I got a couple of requests to sing myself. Oddly enough, the requests were sent in by a couple of strangers named Chico and Harpo. Zeppo doesn't care what I do, which is all right with me, because I don't care what Zeppo does. And he's the guy that can do it. Sing, Groucho.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso, even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo, beside it the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Oh Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For to bid she will do a mosaica in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can line a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia.
I said, Lydia.
I said, Lydia.
She said, Lydia.
And you are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay and around the world on KWTF.net. We started that last set off with Singing in the Bathtub, recorded by Frank Luther, Leonard Joy, and the High Hatters in 1929. Now, I can't be sure, but I think my first exposure to novelty songs was through the 1930 Looney Tunes cartoon Sinkin' in the Bathtub, which spoofed that song, and I would sing it at the top of my lungs whenever I was in the tub. Before that, we heard Masculine Women, Feminine Men, Which is the Rooster, Which is the Hen, by Irving Kaufman, and as far as I know, this is one of the very first queer songs ever recorded. It was written by Edgar Leslie and James V. Monaco in 1926, and while it's definitely got its tongue firmly in its cheek, it's not really making fun of gender bending. In a secret, covert way, it's actually really celebrating it. Just another example of how comedy and novelty songs could talk about controversial topics without causing a ruckus. And we ended that first comedic set with Groucho Marx singing Lydia, the Tattooed Lady. This particular version is taken from Bing Crosby's Philco-sponsored radio show, which was recorded on September 20th, 1959. So it's post-World War II, and that's why that Hitler line was ad-libbed right in the middle. And Groucho is accompanied by Bing himself, who joins in on the la-la-la, la-la-las. Now we jump to the 1970s, when I was first introduced to the fact that women could be funny too, and there were no two more funny women in the 70s, in my humble opinion, than Madeline Kahn and Gilda Radner.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire, set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon, and night, it's drink and dancing, some quick romancing, and then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habit? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love. From below and above. Tired, tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and coming, and always too soon. Strikers, I'm tired, tired of playing the game. crying shame. I'm so tired. God damn it, I'm exhausted. Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
No.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' feet off? Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show?
She's had a fill of love.
She's not a snake.
From below and above.
Can't you see she's sick?
Tired.
She's bush.
Tired of being admired.
Let her alone.
Tired of love uninspired.
Get off your phone.
She's tired.
Don't you know she's pooped?
I've been with thousands of men. Everything below the waist is kaput.
Gilda Radner, and I've had extensive experience in children's theater. I work for the Board of Education, and I was a theater major at the University of Michigan, and I've had a year of tap and ballet when I was 8. And I'm going to do a song for you, and I choreographed it myself, and I wrote it. Can you help me here? I really want this job. I love to be unhappy. I live to be in pain. When days are full of sunshine, I'm looking for the rain. A headache. I'm happy with the cold. I'm looking for a problem. Why wait until I'm old? They say that no one's happy with anything they've got. And just when things seem wonderful, you think up how it's not. And so with fortune smiling on the ladder to success, if you set your mind to thinking, you can really make your life a mess. I always send my steak back. My life is overdone. I have to be quite careful that I don't have any fun. And here's the part where I did. hands.
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, breathing, breath, heaving breaths.
Dean Fader, faculty, graduating seniors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. As president of the graduating class, it is my honor to introduce this evening's guest speaker. I must confess that we were a bit frantic this morning, as our originally scheduled speaker, Geraldo Rivera, suddenly fell ill and was forced to cancel. I'm told that it was nothing serious, a little minor surgery that had to be taken care of, and I understand that Mr. Rivera is feeling better and regrets that he can't be with us this evening. However, we were fortunate to find a most distinguished replacement. She is an award-winning broadcast journalist on the Weekend Update news team. And we do thank her for graciously accepting our last-minute invitation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Rosanna Dana.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. First of all, I gotta say it's an extreme pleasure, a thrill, a joy, an up, and a real snappy surprise for me, Rosanna Dana, to give the commencement speech to the graduating class of the Columbia School of Journalism. At first, when they called me, 6:30 this morning, thanks a lot, I was real excited because I figured there's no greater honor than for an alumnus to give the graduating speech at his alma mater. But I guess I, Rosanna Dana, will have to wait for that honor because I found out your school is not affiliated with the Columbia School of Broadcasting. But anyways, you guys were like in big trouble because Geraldo Rivera was sick as a dog. So I figured, why not come down here and talk to the young journalists of tomorrow? Geraldo had a boil that had to be lanced. It was one of those round ones that's hard like a rock, and it was right here on his neck like a lump. And even if the doctor drained it, you know how messy those things are, and it would have got on his shirt and everything, it would have made you sick during your graduation. Anyways, as I look out at your sweet, young, tender little journalistic faces with those stupid black flat hats on with little tassels hanging off of them, I can't help but know what you're thinking. You're probably saying to yourself, hey, I'm a college graduate. I spent a lot of time in school. What does journalism have to offer me? What do I have to offer journalism? What am I going to write about? What am I going to write with? Should I use a typewriter or a pencil? What kind of pencil? A number two pencil or one that writes darker? Where do I get these pencils? Does my boss buy them for me or do I have to buy them myself? And if I don't bring the pencils, am I going to get fired? And if I get fired, I'll starve. And if I starve, I'll die. And then what'll I do? Class of 79, for college graduates, you sure ask a lot of dumb questions. But I know exactly what you're going through. Because I remember when I first entered the field, I was real nervous. Imagine, if you will, an idealistic young Roseanne Vanna, fresh out of the Columbia School of Broadcasting, looking for a job in journalism. I filled out applications, I went for interviews, and they all told me the same thing. You're overqualified, you're underqualified. Don't call us, we'll call you. It's a jungle out there, a woman's place is in the home. Have a nice day, drop dead, goodbye. But I didn't give up. I mean, I went to see the head of personnel at CBS, the Tiffany Network, and he said to me, Ms. Rosanna Dana, I think you should look for work in the wonderful world of fast foods. I was kind of PO'd at that. But I'm walking down the hall, and who do I see sitting in his office? But Mr. CBS Evening News himself, Walter Cronkite. And just between you and me, Rosanna Dana, you know what that big shot news guy eats for lunch? Luncheon meat on white bread with butter, with one piece of lettuce that got wilted from being between the meat and the butter so long. I mean, that big shot, hot shot news guy is eating pink bologna meat with white dots in it that you don't know what it is. And what are those dots? Is that cheese? It looks like a Q-tip or something in there. Or maybe like Rivera's boil, I don't know. Anyways, I really poured on the Rosanna Dana charm. I showed him my resume, I made him a cup of coffee, I told him a lot of journalism jokes, and Cronkite says to me, hey, Roseanne, you should have a job here at CBS. Then, all of a sudden, this wooden chair that I'm sitting on makes a sound on the floor. Well, I thought I was gonna die. Cronkite says, hey, did that come out of you? I go, no way, Mr. Cronkite, I swear that didn't come out of me. So then I tried to move the chair again to get it to make the same noise so he wouldn't think I'm no pig. And I moved the chair all over his office and I couldn't get it to make that noise again. Finally he says to me, hey, I'm eating my lunch. What are you trying to do, make me sick? Well, I don't have to tell you, I was real down after that. I was depressed as a dog. But I didn't give up. I said to myself, RR, yes, you can. I'm okay, you're okay. I'm my own best friend, my mother, myself. I have no fear of flying. I'm woman, hear me roar. And I didn't give up. And I made it, and pretty big, I might add. So let me wrap this thing up and summarize and conclude real quick by saying, it just goes to show you, it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you can't get a job in journalism, or Walter Cronkite thinks you cut the cheese in his office. It's just like the little graduation song that my father used to sing to me when I was a little girl before I went to bed at night. He'd tuck me in all snug as a little bug and rug and put powder in my arms and everything, make sure my toes are all tucked in and all. And he would sing to me this little graduation song written by my grandmother, Nana Rosanna Dan. And I'm gonna sing it for you. Should all the acquaintance be forgot, I hope you'll hear my plea. Roseanne, my dear, you'll get a job if you listen to me. Just sit quite still and don't you move during your interview. 'Cause if you move, your boss will think the fart came out of you. Good night, my little Roseanne Dana. Good luck, class of 79.
And you are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay and streaming around the world on kwtf.net. You just heard the one, the only Rosanna Dana as channeled by Gilda Radner. Before that, we heard a little tiny snippet of Madeline Kahn talking about The Flames on the Side of My Face from the film Clue. Before that, we heard The Audition, I Love to Be Unhappy by Gilda Radner. And we started the set off with I'm Tired, sung by Madeline Kahn from the Mel Brooks film Blazing Saddles. Hey, did you know KWTF is supported by a grant from the Stan Roy Music Center and the Redwood Justice Fund? What about you? Do you support KWTF? If you don't, why not? It's so easy. Just visit kwtf.net and click on that donate button on the top of your screen. We are so close to our goal. We just need $60 more a month to keep our boat afloat. That's just 6 people giving $10 a month. We can rustle that up, right? Check out our exciting and delightful website, kwtf.net, and click on that donate button. Sign up to give $10 a month or more, and maybe ask a friend to do it too. You will be the reason that this quirky, magical ship of creativity and collaboration stays afloat, and you'll feel so good when you do.
was a time so bright and gay. It seems like only yesterday. Adrenaline was like wine. Sweet perfume was your endocrine. When I held your brain in my arms. But now your brain is gone and it's left an empty hole. I gaze into your sockets, but you're just a hollow skull. I used to love a lot of your medulla oblongata and your basal ganglia. I remember we would stroll along your fissure.
I miss how we would float down your vestibular canal, and how we would go swimming in your ponds. The music you would play us on your locus coeruleus
still tickles my neurons. Now I'm sorry that I dropped you, that I accidentally plopped you. When I held your brain in my heart, it caused a contusion. When I held your brain in my heart, during suddenly soon.
Hundreds of years before the dawn of history lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing. Hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, where the demons dwell, where the banshees live and they do live well. I will take you there. I will show you how. No!
Stone Age, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
And you are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay and streaming around the world on kwtf.net. You just heard Stonehenge from Spinal Tap. Before that, we heard When I Held Your Brain in My Arms from Mystery Science Theater 3000. Before that, we heard I'm Gay by Joe Seeley and Scott Thompson of Kids in the Hall fame, and we started that set off with Having an Average Weekend, otherwise known as the theme song to Kids in the Hall, by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. All three of these shows were huge influences on me in the 80s and 90s. I sat at their feet like the teachers and mentors they were. And speaking of the 90s, this hour would not be complete without De La Soul, who combined hip-hop and comedy in a way that no one else has before or since.
Yo, man, let me make some Captain Crunch, all right?
Yo, man, do you have any milk?
Yo, yeah, what sure. Time is it?
I don't know. What day is it?
You don't know?
I'll tell you.
We don't know. Well, it was a Wednesday. Me and Boss Hogg was kind of hungry. Like two eggs and a sloppy slice of lettuce and a glass of milk and some cookies. Spotted in the mist was the BK logo. What we said, well, what do you know? This chick thought I was trying to play fly because I had a pair of blue jeans on. Young girl, won't you take my order? She said, yeah, but right now I'm sort of busy. Don't you see me trying to put this band-aid on my finger? Lingering, I can tell. She's a BK, mademoiselle. Wrinkly uniform and bottom bell and some jelly stuff on her sleeve. Look to this cause I had no name tag on my collar. Could be pissed cause she's clocking 2:45 an hour. And then Boss Hogg hollered,
girl, you better make this quick.
She said, I ain't your girl and I ain't your chick. I had an idea of lickety split, took my hat off and that was it. Dreadlocks falling all over me. And then I said, yeah, now we'll see. And oh, with quick velocity, honey was mesmerized. Ain't you that guy? Ain't you that girl? They are so right, no Tracy Chapman. Why don't you come over to the counter and write me out an autograph? Ha, 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 I had to laugh. She was quick with the bit just to get that autograph. But me and Hogg just laughed and laughed. What's the name of that song you sing? Living in a Fast Car, said. Forget about the order I made. I'll go get a slice of pizza instead. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. All they do is beg and they scrounge. Biddy's in the BK lounge. The biddy's in the BK lounge.
Super bitch. What's taking him so long, Shoshana?
Yo, I don't know, Rosita, because I've been waiting out here too long.
And for a cheeseburger?
Yo, I thought you
too busy looking at these girls.
And he's supposed to be the manager.
Manager? Hello, excuse me. Yo, would you take my order? What's up? Yo, excuse me. Excuse me, would you take my order? I have to go. Shoshana's got a real job, Dag, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, it's you. Now I recognize the real, real bitty with the fake eyes.
Hey.
Yo, can I interest you in some burgers and fries?
Yes, you can, but you can keep your lies. Cause you know you can't diss me, but you pissing me off.
What are you talking
I know
about?
Where you live, and I know that you're soft.
You're, right.
You're as booty as they come, and you
booty?
Dress like a geek. My shoes cost more than you make in 2 weeks.
Look, you don't have to play fly in here. Yo, I can tell you fly by the weave that you wear.
Weave.
But you must be aware that a fly can be swatted by BK Trey. By the way, yo, here's yours.
I know you're just sweating me, so
sweating
baby, kill the noise.
Bugging.
With your polyester pants and then also high waters.
Yeah,
look
right.
at what you do all day, but take orders. You bow tie wearing, clocking and staring.
Yeah.
I know you're just a fat, cause you can't get the rap. I think you better chill before my man gets slapped.
Yeah, I know your man, the biggest punk in school. Selling devil rock to the thieves and the fools. With one hand, that punk I could snap. The kid is so skinny.
But yeah, we're living fat.
Speaking of fat, would you like a diet soda? Cause less fat on you would spare us all the odor. Or better yet, pour it down your pants and let the acid kill the smell that should have been left to massacre. Let me make you a deal. Take the soda free and jet. I got too much family to heed your threats.
Are you a family man?
Word
well,
booty.
I shouldn't be surprised if your sister's whipping burgers and your mother's
don't even try
fries.
That.
Oh, damn, look.
What?
Here comes one more. It's your father. He just finished mopping
yeah,
the floor.
Right.
Now give them a hand. It's the BK clan, so you can't talk garbage about who I am.
Well... aren't
what?
We living foul?
Yes, we
speaking
are.
Of foul, how about some chicken for the cow? Oops, I meant you. Sorry for the mix-up, but your stomach's always big through the sexual slip-ups.
Yes, I could buy you and sell you for pennies,
you
man.
Better.
I think that's something you should understand. I tried to be nice and help the poor make money. And since I know you need it, I'll go elsewhere, dummy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, BK workers is too damn rude. I think I'll
see
go
ya.
Get me some Chinese food.
Yeah. Hey, where
you
going?
I can't be your lover.
Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business.
Trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh.
then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow! Then you sought out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curry stain. Ow. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. Make it love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
Tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay and streaming live around the world on KWTF.net. You just heard Tim and Eric singing about the best combo ever, shrimp and white wine. If you're feeling strong of stomach, I recommend watching the clip of that sketch online. It's disgusting. Before that, we heard Business Time by the one and only Flight of the Conchords. And we started this set off with Biddies in the BK Lounge by De La Soul from the excellent and hilarious album De La Soul is Dead. Well, that's all, folks. It's time to bring episode 24 of Spilling Rubies to a close. I hope you enjoyed this chaotic celebration of some of my biggest comedic influences. There's so many that we didn't include. It's heartbreaking. So I'm definitely going to do this again in a future episode. So stay tuned. And we didn't even touch this current decade. So don't you worry. Don't you fret. We will be back next Tuesday streaming live at kwtf.net at 8 p.m. Pacific to continue to delight and confuse you to the best of our abilities. In the meantime, you can always stay connected with us, including listening to past episodes, at spillingrubies.com. Find us on Twitter, SpillingRubies, and we're also on facebook.com/SpillingRubies. All episodes are also archived on iTunes, so please find us there. And if you do, please rate and subscribe, because that helps the robots notice us and make us more searchable and accessible to the bigger world out there. Thanks for tuning in. And if you haven't become a member of KWTF yet, what are you waiting for? Please visit kwtf.net and click on that donate button. Please stay tuned for DJ Broken Record and the Broken Record Radio Show.
If it's not De La Slow, then it's not WRMS. We're cats in control, twisting and tuning until you're perfectly content. Special cat call goes out to the suckers at the donut shop. Thanks for serving it to me. Dark, hot, and no caffeine. Snuggle tight and hang loose, boys. It's time to groove to a De La Slow move on WRMS.